Welcome to Real from the Real, your podcast for investing and personal finance. In this space, we share personal stories about hustle, saving, and investing to inspire you to think better about making, managing, and multiplying money. Please enjoy this next episode. Hey guys, so for my first episode, I thought it would be great to talk about how I started my journey to financial freedom, a sort of how it all began. In 2016, I had been working hard for 7 years when I woke up and realized that I was broke, as in dead broke. I had no savings, no assets, no cash, no investments. Actually, there was nothing in the world that had my name on it. And in addition to owning nothing, I was in debt at the same time. I owed $50,000. Now, when I had this realization, the first emotion that I felt was shame. Here I was, a first-class graduate of finance and economics from one of the top business schools in the world. And 7 years into a well-paying career, I was as broke as I had been when I was a student. In fact, as far as my finances were concerned, I may as well have been unemployed and sleeping on my father's couch for nearly a decade. I had studied money for 3 years at university. I was doing my MBA at the same time, and yet I had no money. So for all of my intelligence, I must have been super stupid with money because I had not figured out how to hold on to as little as 1% of my salary over 7 years. And I had been working hard. In addition to that, my sister, my younger sister, had just bought a house with a 10% cash deposit. So she had worked for less time, but already had more assets than me. And then the next emotion that I felt was disgust, because I literally could not explain how I had ended up here. Somehow, I had received a salary each month I started working, and somehow, not a single penny of that salary remained with me, not even cash in the bank. I was living on a credit card. Now, at this point, I had a lot of questions. Where was the result of all of my hard work? All that studying around the clock, all those late nights and weekends at the office, all that CV building and linking in on LinkedIn. Deep down, I knew that I had not wasted my time. But my poverty made me feel like I had wasted my life. And it was then that I realized that I had not actually done or learned anything about personal finance. In fact, none of the things that I thought were supposed to make me rich could actually make me rich. I didn't have the tools, the knowledge, or the habits that actually lead to wealth. And the worst part was, I had wasted 7 years believing that I did. I'll tell you what was real, what was true at this point. I had worked hard, yes, but for my career, not my bank account. I had no money because I didn't know money. I had worked for money, but not with money. And that's actually the reason why I had not been able to hold on to even 1% of my salary over 7 years. Now, it was at this point that I knew if I ever wanted a different financial life, I had to first of all accept that I didn't know how to get that life and then actually learn how to go get it. So that's what I did. It's what I'm still doing and will continue to do. But today I want to talk about the beauty of negative fuel. I think as human beings, we're used to feeling good when we do good things. A friend of mine once told me that the only thing preventing him from saving money was the feeling that he was depriving himself. So for him, saving felt like punishment. And as far as he was concerned, he hadn't done anything wrong by working hard for his salary. I think this is why motivation is so much more attractive to us than discipline. Because we want to feel good when we're doing good things, like working hard, trying to secure ourselves, and trying to secure our future. But sometimes that bad feeling that you have, that's all there is. When you are drowning in the truth of your finances, in the real, unspeakable truth of the barrenness of your hard work, your study, your effort, and enthusiasm. Sometimes disappointment is all there is. Frustration, despair, shame, anger. Now, looking back on my own journey, here's what I know. This too is okay. It's okay to feel frustrated into improving your financial habits. It's okay to let shame cause you to save more money. It's okay to allow anxiety wean you of destructive borrowing habits. It's okay to let despair drive you to double or quadruple your income. In fact, in my case, disgust was the fuel that I used to turn my financial life around. I was 1,000,000% powered by it. Now, would I have preferred a gentler, kinder, more positive fuel? Absolutely yes. But at that time, disgust was the only fuel that I had. And so I took it and I used it. And it turns out that it was good enough. It got the job done. It was not the ideal fuel, but it was the available fuel. And I think this is really important because I meet a lot of people who are restless, frustrated, tired, bitter, desperate, afraid, and ashamed of their finances. I think in particular this begins to happen when most people realize that hard work may not necessarily make you rich. That you can work hard and die broke unless you know how to work with money. That being around money is not the same as having money unless you know how to work with money. And I think that while these negative emotions are valid, what I don't see enough of is people turning that negative emotion into actual real gasoline that drives them to their financial destination. You know, that moment when you realize that you don't have the security and the comfort that you thought was at the end of a university certificate and 4-decade office job. That moment is a groundbreaking moment, but it will not change your life. That moment is not life-changing. What is life-changing? It's the moment that you realize that that negative emotion is not by chance. That whatever negative feeling you have is most likely the fuel that you actually need to drive you to your financial destination, to power you to the security that you deserve.